It's a mess.
That's Don Zimmerman. He's a member of the State Republican Party Committee for Travis County. His opinion about the ongoing primary uncertainty caused by fighting over election maps isn't unique.
If the courts are going to arbitrarily push back these primary dates, then they're going to have to change or provide some exemption or some special cases for complying with the law, because you can't comply with the law with what they're doing right now.
Zimmerman says the election code and the Republican Party rules are tied together very tightly with a primary date that was supposed to happen the first week in March. The GOP holds precinct, county, and state conventions.
And if the primary gets delayed, it makes some of these other events impossible to hold.
And all signs point to another delay. A court in San Antonio said Wednesday that the earliest possible primary date would likely be May 29th. For the Republicans, a primary that late in the spring could make Texas irrelevant in the race for the GOP presidential nomination. But things aren't that much different on the other side of the aisle. Andy Brown is with the Travis County Democratic Party. He says on the plus side, the delay is giving potential candidates more time to assess their chances.
The only hardship, and it is a big hardship that I have seen on our candidates, is that it is costing them a lot more money to continue running campaigns. And frankly, that's money that we're not going to have in the general election because it's been spent on advertising in a primary.
I've never seen anything like this.
Congressman Lloyd Doggett has been in Texas politics for 30 years. His district was one of the most contested in the battle over state maps. He says because he still doesn't know what the district lines will look like, he's running campaigns in two distinct districts.
And so I'm devoting some of each week to San Antonio, where I have a full-time campaign office, and some to my hometown in Austin, where I have a full-time campaign office, and a bit more to the area in between along the I-35 corridor.
If the eventual districts look anything like those initially drawn by the state legislature last year, Doggett will most likely seek election in District 35. That would pit him against State Representative Joaquin Castro of San Antonio. Andy Euler, KUT News.